You mentioned purpose a couple of times, and I very much like your example of the Entrepreneur Bootcamp, where because of this thing called purpose, you know, your entrepreneurs took this extra step, and it led to a lot more than they imagined, or than if they would not have had this feeling of purpose. But what is this thing called purpose, and actually, how do you know what it is, and how do you keep it, maintain it, grow it? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah. Well, purpose is a huge topic, obviously, and people are, you know, often intimidated by it, right? And or even I've had a lot of people who come and say, "What was my purpose? I have to have this big purpose in life." And really, I think even Buddha said it, that the purpose in life is to continue to seek your purpose. Right? It's not even about knowing necessarily. There's some people out there that have known who they are and what they want to do since they were 5 years old, and that's wonderful. Right? And there's very few of those people. The majority of people really got sucked into, I need to make a living, I need to get a job, I need to do this thing, right? And to even stop and say, who am I in all this? Right? I had a friend, for example, she was a C-level position in multiple different organizations with a large international corporation. And until she was 42 years old, she never said, who am I in all this? Right? Because she had gone to school and she was a good student, and then she went to college, and her brother suggested she should study finance because she had the best salary expectations. And so she went into finance and then got a good job with this company and went for all this leadership training and for another training and the next job and the next job and the next job. At some point, she had a lung removed because she had cancer. But she kept going and kept working and kept doing the right thing. And at some point, she said, wait a second, why am I doing this? Right? Who am I and what matters to me, really? Right? And that changed her life tremendously. I mean, she's still doing, you know, this kind of work, but now she's also running a nonprofit on the side, and that helps children with education. She's also doing these other things that give her meaning in her life, right? And if you think about life, I mean, we have expanded our lifespan to, you know, 80-ish years now, from 40, right? Because we removed a lot of obstacles to survival. And what's the point of it? Right? Eventually, we're going to be gone. Right. Eventually, we're not going to be here. So what are we leaving behind? Right. What's the legacy we're ultimately creating? Right. And one exercise I like to do with people is write your own obituary. Right. Really think about, imagine you're dead. Right. Here's your funeral. Who's there? Right. What are people saying about you? What have you created here? What impact have you had on life? Right. And to take that moment to actually think about that, then you have a whole new base for your activities, right? Because you're not just doing a job, you're not just fulfilling a role, but you're actually coming from a place of personal investment, right? And in the very least, to say, you know, I want to do something purposeful. I don't know what that might be yet, but I'm going to keep open to the idea that my life could be more than just being a good worker, right? Because we have a, you know, life is precious, and human life is something incredibly beautiful. And there's so much to explore here and so much to be here. And everybody has the capacity to really make an impact in life. And today, more than ever, I mean, good and bad, but even the National Intelligence Council in the US put a report out a couple of years ago where they said one of the most biggest dangers in the future is the power of the individual. Right? As an individual today, you know, with technology and with the abilities we have today, you can create way more impact than ever before as an individual. So what do you want to make happen here while you're here, right? And really think about that beyond just a job and beyond just the typical stuff that we do in life, to really think about how can I make my life meaningful, right? And even meaning, you know, the word in English, meaning, comes from German meinen, and it means to make mine, right? Because if you're just living what father, brother, mother, preacher, teacher taught you, and you're just following and satisfying to an existing operating system, it's not your life. You're living someone else's life. Right, and to engage with yourself and to take time, and you might never find out what your purpose is, and it's less about that than it is about being in the inquiry around it, right, and taking that time with yourself and being in relationship with yourself, because when you have that relationship with yourself, it's much easier to look at your relationship with others and think about how can I add value.
I've met thousands of innovators last years, and the one thing that I see most have is actually a sense of purpose, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's a first sense or like a more advanced sense, if we may call it like that. I think they're often a bit more scared about talking about it, or like thinking that, hey, the organization won't like that, or people will look at me, or, you know, the organization won't support it. I mean, if I find this thing, or if I really, you know, go for this thing that, that is my purpose, then I probably have to leave. So is it because they're innovators that they're basically like pioneering in a way, and so they're leading the way for their organizations to be more purposeful? And how does it play out if you are this innovator, and if you look around and you don't feel this comfort about talking about it?
Well, I think that there's actually a Dan Punch effect for a book called The Purpose Effect. And he said that the sweet spot is when organizational purpose, role personal purpose, and personal purpose kind of overlap, right, and find that place in there. And I think today, I think it's actually more important than ever to start talking about it, right, and to start interviewing your peers and your colleagues and say, hey, why are you doing what you're doing? Right, and be willing to have that. And we make a distinction between, if you think about entrepreneurs versus intrapreneurs, right, the entrepreneur, we still have sort of that white male hero journey, right? It's this one man who made this thing happen, like the Elon Musk's of the world, or the Steve Jobs of the world, or the Mark Zuckerberg's of the world. We look at these individuals, right? But really the reality is you need multiple people to make things happen, right? And that's what I like about entrepreneurship, because even by the mere word, it says you're within, right? Intra, you're inside of an organization. And so now there's a very different game, because it's a collective journey. There's a African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, go with others. Right? And I think that's a beautiful thing about this idea of a collective journey in entrepreneurship, is to say, I have a purpose. How can I find some of the others, right, who might share that purpose, and actually begin these conversations with them around saying, hey, why? What's important to you? Right? And enroll them and find that commonality. Right? Because in the end, I don't think there's anybody out there that says, I want to destroy the world and I want to make it as nasty as possible and I want to hurt as many people as possible, right? In the end, the majority of humans really kind of want to do the right thing and want to do good here, right? And coming back to that permission, right? If you give people permission to think about purpose and to engage in those dialogues with your peers, then you can come to sort of a higher order thing, right? One of the things we talk a lot about is the difference between agreement and alignment. Right, we have this idea that we need to always agree on things, but that's not necessarily true, right? And it creates a lot of disruption and a lot of unnecessary meetings and a lot of circling back and forth and back and forth in organizations, because we try and agree on something, but just saying, hey, here's this higher purpose that you've expressed is important to you and that I've expressed is important to me. Can we align behind that purpose? Right? We might not agree on how we get there, but are we aligned on this? Right? And so it gives you a higher order referee in a way for conflict, right? It gives you a tool also to resolve conflict, because if you can come back to purpose and say, hey, we both want this, right? Okay, yes, we both want this. So let's stop trying to fight here about what's right, and instead of saying, how can we both learn to get closer to this, right? And I think this is where purpose can really serve as a tool to engage people across the organization and to engage peers, right? If you have an innovation that you want to bring to life, you know, find the other people and how it serves them and their purposes, right? So that you can actually move something forward, right? And so there's a lot of the big difference of intrapreneurship or change makers inside of organizations is you really have to work with others. And purpose can serve as a tool that allows you to create allies and to create community inside of the organization.